The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
This Sunday will see the airing of the Oprah Winfrey interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. There's been much hype and fanfare in the UK, even here in Ireland. What about in the States, though? Well, Tim Gray is Variety's Senior Vice President based in Los Angeles, and he joins me now. Tim, always good to speak to you. Is there much of a hullabaloo being made of this?
Oh, a lot of hullabaloo. It always kind of surprises me because, you know, in 1776, America fought to get away from the monarchy, and yet Americans seem more obsessed with the monarchy than ever. I feel like America and the British royal family are like a divorced couple who separate, but they can't stay away from each other.
And is it just a fascination with the royal family, like as kind of celebrities, or what is it?
I think it is about celebrity, but I also think the British royal family, they're really good at marketing themselves, at keeping themselves in the public eye. You know, I think if you said to most Americans, the royal family, they immediately think of the British royal family. I think most Americans are not even aware that there's royal families in, I think it's 11 other European countries, in Japan, in Jordan. They're not aware of it. Royal family means this royal family. And, you know, if when I go to the supermarket, you know, there's always like 10 magazines, tabloids near the checkout stand. And I swear to God, every week, at least one of those 10 has a member of the royal family on the cover. It's Americans just can't get enough of them, which I find kind of mysterious and kind of interesting.
Yeah, it annoys people here and it kind of sticks in their craw. And people always text in and give out if I just say the royal family, and I don't qualify by saying, you know, the British royal family, but it's probably the same. You know, when we say the royal family, everyone knows who we're talking about in this country as well. When it comes to the new royals, the Kates and the Williams and the Harrys and the Meghans, what are people's views on them?
Well, I think they're really good because they're young and they're all nice looking, and that always helps when you're a celebrity in the public eye. But also, it's a new generation. I feel like the royal family is like a soap opera. It's like watching Dallas, you know, where you know, with the whole Ewing family live together on South Fork, and Bobby and his wife, you know, the son and his wife, were kind of trying to break away from the family, but couldn't stay away. And that I think is Harry and Meghan.
Yeah,
you know, and they're kind of fascinating for being rebels in the family.
Well, tell me a little bit, yeah, about the views of Harry and Meghan and what people think of them, because I suppose we're very exposed here to the British media, and I think people are kind of agnostic enough about Harry and Meghan in this country, but across the pond in the UK, people have very strong views. Meghan in particular is not hugely popular.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is, I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but she's half black, and so immediately there's a group of people in America who don't like her. She's also been an actress, so that's another reason why people are suspicious of her. And also, I think the tabloids kind of paint it as Kate is the good daughter-in-law, and Meghan is the naughty daughter-in-law. And, you know, in the interview coming Sunday, Meghan talks about the firm, you know, which is not a very positive term to describe the royal family, about how the firm has been sending out messages describing her in a certain way, and she's saying it's not that way. You know, there's been a lot of publicity about the interview in America. I'm suspicious because Harry and Meghan are trying to renegotiate the terms of their exit, the terms that they originally came up with expire at the end of this month, so they're going to have to renegotiate. So I doubt if they're going to be too explosive in the interview.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey has said it's her greatest interview ever, and I thought, well, yeah, she would say that.
Well, yeah, if there's anyone better than the royal family at marketing themselves, it's possibly Oprah Winfrey.
Exactly. And so it's getting a lot of hype and hoopla. But you know, I think I'm not going to watch it. I'll just go online and see the highlights, so I don't have to sit through 2 hours of this.
To what extent is the United States a potential, you know, gold mine for Harry and Meghan if they play their cards right?
Well, first off, they have celebrity, and you know, in America, you know, America loves celebrity, but we've had our fill of movie stars, we've had our fill of reality TV people. But here's two people who are young, nice looking, interesting. I mean, they both seem very smart and with a kind of rebellious streak, so that makes them kind of irresistible. But also, they're members of the royal family, and again, I'm kind of surprised at how many people are fascinated with the royal family. A lot of people don't care about them, and a lot of people actively dislike them. But there's enough people in America that are interested. Mm. And, you know, I mean, for one thing, in a normal year before COVID, American tourists accounted for, I think, $30 billion to the U.K., I mean, you know, because tourism is one of the UK's biggest industries. And so, you know, $30 billion from America is a lot of money. And they tap into this. They kind of, Harry and Meghan, they kind of feed this fascination with the royal family. You know, Americans want to go over there. They want to see Buckingham Palace and the Tower of London because we've all been raised with that.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure a lot of people here will be watching closely. You mightn't be one of them watching closely, Tim, but we appreciate your time. Tim Gray, Variety Senior Vice President based in LA, ahead of that big interview, the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah Winfrey, that, as I said, it's going to be airing on Sunday.